In this week's parsha, pasuk says ki davar rekum ki lo davar rekum mikem. Rashi points out that there's nothing in the Torah which is rake, which is empty, that if you darshan it, you can't walk away with something of significance. Rashi brings an example, famous example. The pasuk says, "V'chos Lotan Timna." The sister of the person named Lotan was a woman named Timna. Why is it relevant for us to know the yichus of this non-Jewish family that he was the king and this was his sister? Why is it relevant to us? So Rashi continues and points out that we find later on that Timna hoisa pilegish, she became a pilegish to Esav, and from there came a Molech to Eliphaz, really Esav's son, and from there came a Molech. So here's this woman who was a Bas Malachim. She ends up being a Pelegish. That doesn't make any sense. So it must be the story was that she attempted to marry into the family and was not successful to marry into the family. And because of the chashivas of being part of the Beis Avraham, she was willing to lower herself down to becoming a Pelegish. So you see the chashivas, how people perceived the Beis Avraham. That's what Rashi says. Now, Rebbe Meir Bloch points out that for the name of his father, but why is it relevant to see that people gave Derech Eretz to Beis Avraham? The Bereshit says, we now know the Kiryei Elokim, so the Avraham is every Kiryei Elokim. We have the Torah, the Bereshit says, the best maid in the world, that Avraham was Choshev. So you have, I come to you and say, listen, that Reb Shach and the Stipe held very much from him. And also, the street cleaner in Bnei Brak also held a lot from him. We would find that a little bit strange. So he said, the Baruch Shem holds a lot from Avraham Avinu. And not only that, this non-Jewish woman over here also held a lot from Avraham. Why is it important? So the mayor brings one answer from his father, but he suggests a second answer. To Mar Chabir, what he means, the Rebbeinu Yonah says that the part of the issue of giving kavod to chachamim, the more kavod given to chachamim, the more impact that chachamim are going to have on society. More people recognize the value of a chacham, the greater hashpah is going to have. So a person who gives kavod to chachamim is creating a scenario where it's possible for Torah mitzvahs to be accomplished and be learned. And Chas v'Shalom Lehepech, a person who's going to, in some way, weaken the chashivas of the Chacham, even without necessarily denigrating him, but weakening that hashpah, because people will not be machshavim as much anymore, and therefore his hashpah will be limited. That's an avera, that's something improper to do. The Chabad Chaim talks about this in his Lashon Hara, but even with that case, it's not Lashon Hara. If you have opportunity to give chashivas, each time you do that, it strengthens the person's impact on the strength. So that's a tremendously valuable thing. So that's what the Torah was doing. The Torah was finding a way that the nature of people is to be this, that where it says, wow, even the Goyim held of Avraham. Right? That means something to us. Once that means something to us, it's taught us a lesson that if you can even increase the impact of the Chacham a little more, we'll take Avraham a little more seriously. We will take Avraham a little more seriously if the Torah says that everybody held of him. So Kal v'Chomer, in my own situation, in a city, wherever it is, the more I can give a chashivas to the Chacham, thereby myself and other people taking him more seriously and learning from him, every opportunity that we have, we should do that. So explain, you find sometimes people sit in the shmuz and they say over this gadol, he had this mile and this mile. Like, why are we discussing it? It's beautiful, but they're like, why is it important? So here you see the importance of it, because that itself acts as a catalyst for the greater hashpah that this person should have. You've increased this hashpah by doing that. So it's not just idle waste of time. There's something very, very valuable which is being accomplished by that. We look at our chacham, we look at our leaders with the chashivas. Nobody's perfect. I mean, that wasn't, and if we give, we may create a bar that he has to be perfect to be considered chashiv, we're not being fair to him. Everybody has chesronos.
but that doesn't take away from the tremendous milas which are there. If we focus on the milas and we talk about the milas and we mash up the person and we create, we mechazik that, we will be part of the catalyst of greater hashpah of Torah mitzvahs. Have a good Shabbos.